UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Excuse me. First off, I want to thank God for blessing me beyond anything I could imagine. I also want to thank my mom and dad, grandparents, sisters, and all of my loved ones for being right by my side every step of the way. Thank you to all the coaches and staff that extended a scholarship to give me the opportunity to play football at their respective university and make my dreams come true. I am so thankful for all the relationships and connections that I've made through this process that will last me a lifetime. With that being said, I am excited to announce I am committed to the University of Louisville. L's up, baby!
You snooze, you lose, baby.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Raymond. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I know you see that sun outside. Perfect weather, perfect Monday to get a show started right. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
What a beautiful day, man. It's gorgeous outside. I slept great. We added more talents. More beef, more butt to the football team.
More beef Wellington.
Yes, perfect. It's to go in front of my filet mignon.
Big booty O's. See what I did there?
I like it.
O's.
Oh, gosh.
Big booty O's.
Is that not how Zonga?
Yeah, like offensive lineman. Big booty O's. Nikki V in the booth. Nikki, what's good, my man?
Nikki's on the phone.
They want the boot.
Nikki's on the phone call.
I had to do that.
Yeah. Nick's on a phone call.
Hey, everybody. I'm working with a tow truck right now. My car broke down over the weekend, and that's kind of where I'm at right now. So okay. I just got it towed to the proper establishment. It's a tranny issue. And hopefully I can get a new transmission. And I lobbed that one up on a tee for you guys. You guys didn't take the bait. You're well behaved this Monday. And, yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at. But I had a good weekend besides that. A good weekend for the Cards. Hockey's over. Wrestling was good last night.
Wrestling was great last night. It was great. They didn't land the plane very well, though. I will say that.
Say what?
Amazing show.
Golly.
Amazing show.
Nikki just said it was great. You were talking about how great it was. The first thing you say publicly is they didn't land the plane.
You got to land the plane.
They
had a couple botched finishes.
It's like landing Luke Burgess, having Coach Satterfield on the show with all these awesome answers. And then as soon as he's off the show, I got to hear Drew Diener bring up the Adidas recruiting angle. Give him some props, Coach. Or Drew. Give my coach some props.
Say well done.
Just say well done, and then you can tell me something good about the event,
They
didn't land the plane.
No, it was tremendous. I mean, yeah, I was locked in.
Coach Satterfield, you better land this plane.
Yeah, he's got to land. Got to land the plane. You know, that's why every time when I go on a flight, I tap my plane on the way in, say a little prayer. On the way out, I always tap it, say good girl.
Whoa, Nelly.
Yeah. Way to go.
Okay, so you did enjoy your weekend?
I did.
Anything eventful?
I broke my hand. Yeah. Just stupid. Wait. So that was fun.
Is that a cast on your hand?
Yeah. It's not really a cast because I'm not going to the doctor because it's like.
What, do you have a mouse inside of the cast?
Kinda. I don't know.
What is that?
It's like a little support thing. Just takes the shock.
What
off
did
your
you
hand.
Do to your hands, Steve?
I just.
I mean, you don't. Yeah, you don't have to share the details.
No, like, you should see the other guy.
Yeah.
No. Steve lost the fight. He just was ugly. The other guy was really ugly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did somebody whoop you, Steve?
Yeah, he beat the crap out of me. But I mean, it was kind of. We pay.
You ain't pay your debts.
Well, that's kind of. There's a little bit in there. We pay good money to live where we live, right?
Okay.
We pay good money. Structurally, it is a tremendous
facility.
10-foot doors, you know, to accommodate anybody if you're big.
Necessary.
They're very solid. They're very solid doors. It's not quite what I grew up with, right?
Oh, God, don't.
So, yeah, just stepped on one of the baby's toys and just reactionary, just, you know.
Ouch.
Right into the door, and apparently they call it a boxer fracture, is what my wife said. So she said there wasn't really no need to go to the hospital. Said they're just going to wrap it up. And
they're going
to
do the exact same thing.
Yeah, so we just did that. So, unfortunately, I say today, I think my softball season is over.
Oh, no.
But not my kickball season. I can still play kickball.
Maybe.
I have a wrap, too, that I can wrap it, and I can move my hand a little better. I just can't grip grip a softball and throw it. Like, so
I thought you were ambidextrous.
I am, but I wear a glove too. So, I mean, I don't
got to make decisions.
Yeah,
little old school bare knuckle.
Barefisted
softball.
Yeah. So, anyways, I still go out and support the team though.
How long is your hand screwed up for? According to your wife.
According to Steve, I'm going to do this for a few more days, and then I'm done with this. And then we'll just work it out.
Are you going to do like the hot and cold? Just
Well, here's the thing. Look, the swelling has went down tremendously.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you. His hand looks terrible, people.
Dude, you are. Yeah, it looks like you got stung by a bunch of bees, my friend. It is puffy.
I mean, that's not my. That's
No, we're talking about brace. The sausage fingers.
Well, yeah,
they look
knuckles.
Bad. No, Steve. We're telling you, your hand looks terrible.
Yeah.
It is pretty bad.
It looks like different. It's discolored,
yeah,
see?
I guess it is worse than what
it
looks.
We're just trying to get this out of our system. It's like, we want to let you know. Like, dude, the friend in us is saying, you need to take that reasonably serious.
Yeah, but we're past the point of like, just rub some dirt on your pants.
We're not challenging your manhood or anything. We're just like, you need to take care of that, bro.
We're past the point of
I'll take this cast off right now.
Listen, when you get home, you know the you do the hot whirlpool or whatever. Yeah. You do the cold. You do do your rehab on this one.
I am,
because you do not want that hand to be looking like that.
Yeah,
and getting all
because it does as you listen.
He's taking it off.
Just to show, just to
Do you have a visual component?
It is better. It was really bad, but it is better now.
Yeah, you can see the blue. You can
see. Yeah. Oh, especially in the pinky. Bro.
Yeah. It's. I mean, it definitely
messed it up, man.
Whatever. Yeah. So you know, but anyways, it's one of those things where you roll with the punches, pun intended. And so anyways, that was how I started my Friday. That was about an hour and a half after I left here on Friday. So
that was punishment for the thing you didn't do. So then,
because God forbid if we don't take the trash,
it's not getting done. Okay, so you're outside of that, your weekend, you sat around and you waited for it. Listen, everybody was at worst. Okay, how do you say this? We're on commitment watching football. We're on commitment watching basketball. We're enjoying summer commitment watch.
Well, commitment watch and player on the team watch. You know, and I mean, we had some of that this weekend, too.
Okay, so where do you want to start? Do you want to start in the football world? Do you want to start? And by the way, I am back in the chat, Pete, so.
Yeah, we got Marcus back in the chat.
I'm back in the safe zone.
Yeah, after he hurt feelings and all that extra stuff. So now Marcus is back into the circle of trust.
Was that 502 tattoo this weekend as well? Because I did enjoy that a little bit.
Reuben Owens?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, with the 502 tattoo?
Yes, with the tattoo. Although, listen, I'll participate in the...
I looked up all the
it's
area
not
codes.
Huge.
I looked up all the area codes of the other schools recruiting.
See what you're an insane man.
And I'm like,
you're insane.
I'm like, can you change? Like, I was gonna be mad if like it was like 503. No,
that's Louisiana.
Look, yeah, is it? Okay.
No, I'm joking. See,
no, I'm
but
like,
that would be funny. Just yeah, like, LSU's in 503.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute.
University of Texas is 506.
Or 602. And, yeah, you know, I'm like, you could change that very easily.
That was your that look. That's your F to an A.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, not cool.
That's your F to a B.
Yeah.
Who told me to go F to an A and not F to a B? You idiot.
Yeah, it's like you idiot,
just overreach.
You're overplaying your hand.
Marcus, you idiot.
Because, I mean, everybody can see the blocked off A.
Like, you know I tried that, right?
Of course. Who has it?
Charlotte said, this is not an A.
You're right. It's an A+.
No, this is how my teacher writes. No, I'm sure I didn't give any excuse.
We had Imani Bates roller coaster this weekend.
Ah.
We went from he's not coming to Louisville to Michigan landed another player, so Michigan's off the table.
To Eastern Michigan.
So I think he's coming to Louisville now to now he's going to Memphis to reports that say Memphis don't want him. Maybe. So I'm kind of to the point where I said on Monday morning, I think I'm a little over Monty Bates at this point. Yeah. I think I'm a little over that talk.
I want to do this. I did a little bit of this on Friday.
Maybe you should go back to Memphis.
I did this a little bit on Friday.
Yeah.
This is what Friday I said. These are the factors.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the summer. The trust factor is. The risk reward trust factor balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the hotness to crazy matrix, you know,
yes.
All that, like the on the Imani Bates talent hotness to craziness scale,
yeah,
you're falling outside of the green zone.
Has fallen.
Yeah, outside
and
of the green
zone. And I will go on record with this. So Nikki, you can mark this down. I'll go on record with this going forward.
I'm sick of Nikki marking things.
Yeah, but you're giving me permission for this.
This one's for our show.
Okay. Right.
This one I'm saying mark it on our show.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Because I'm gonna go on record with this. I have now fallen into I'm questioning Imani Bates. Come here or not. So when he comes, I'll say, hey, that's a great piece, but now I'm side-eyeing you. We've moved into that.
Yes.
Like, even if he ends up at Louisville, I'm now, it's different than what it would have been. I'm going to go, okay, I'm pumped about this.
Yeah. You know why?
But I've got my eye on you.
Because Imani Bates is now, you are 1,000% a mercenary.
Yeah.
You're a mercenary.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're a mercenary. And I'll even say this.
And I'll hire a mercenary for my basketball team.
Okay, okay. But here's the thing.
Not in life.
You don't care about the mercenary. Okay. The mercenary.
It's a touchy subject.
Is going to make.
Where I live.
Put it this way. The mercenary and the Kenny Payne part of it, right?
Yeah.
Is like, okay, Kenny, I could talk to him and say, I don't even like this mercenary look for you. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm literally past the point of, hey, it's a culture thing. Explain to me why you need this mercenary at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's where I am with the, you know, with him. Okay, now if he says, okay, Marcus, I got relationships with his people. I got pre-existing relationships where he's not a mercenary to me.
Right.
I just gave him the rope to do. Listen, I can hear that. But from what I know from behind this fan wall.
And his you said hot crazy matrix.
Yes.
It's up there.
Right.
Like, yeah, because, I mean, he would be a super talented guy. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean,
yes.
I get why you still take him if you do.
Yes. Because of the, yeah, like I said, talent matrix. But again, I want this team to be an enjoyable team as well. We've seen miserable teams. We've seen miserable energies. You know, we've seen these
last
things.
Season.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, right. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So he's moving outside of the, you say side eye. I say to a big chunk, he's almost the villain to blame.
Oh, we said it last week.
Right.
I think he, at this dangerously. Point, has moved into a lot of people's minds of when you lose,
now,
that's him.
And now I will say this as well. A lot of that goes away when you, and this is just an example, you get him in here, sit with us. We'll talk to him.
Sure.
It could change instantly, because I will say this. This is something I was going to bring up later on in the NIL aspect of it. NIL is going to create a lot of villains as well, you know. And like Perrin said earlier, Perrin, you know, was talking about, you know, the families that need. I want to phrase this for people so they get a clearer picture. The lazy narrative is they all need money. They all need money.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking for the highest bidder in NIL.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can use money, but I make this joke sometimes, but this is a real fact of life. There are no shortage of high interest loans available to them. Now, I don't mean through U.S. Bank. Or the credit union. The high interest loans. Who am I thinking of? Oh, I'm not going forward until I think of it. Nikki, who is the banking system where they got the stagecoach and the...
Oh, Western Union.
Jesus Christ, Nikki. No.
What?
Their logo is the stagecoach.
Wells Fargo?
Wells Fargo. Thank you. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you. This is not Wells Fargo level high interest loan for talented Division I basketball players in top 25 programs.
Right.
What I mean by that, your high interest loans are coming from any relative with any money.
Yeah.
Your really high interest loans are coming from your local street pharmacists.
Mm-hmm.
AAU programs. You're getting adopted by your local street pharmacists who sponsor your team. But now that you're getting the street pharmacists out of the AAU game and you're getting more corporate shoe companies, you know what I'm saying? These high interest loans, and the interest comes in forms of favors later on down the line. These high interest loans are, I know your history, I know your background, I know your dirt, I know your dad's dirt, I know your mom's dirt, I know these things. Take care of me.
Yeah.
I'll take care of you. So, I want people to realize, you know, yeah, they're broke, but there's no shortage of cash options.
Oh, sure.
You know, right now. So let's just understand.
Sure. It's just what's the risk of the payback?
Yeah.
Like, what are you willing to
take? And again, these games, they're.
Do you want to play for Birdie?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Or, I don't need your kind of help, Birdie.
Yeah.
You don't have no choice.
Yeah, right. I'm kind of joking. I'm kind of not.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But
Motar, you start. You, yours, gone. If I see anybody talking to Bug, you're...
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie. Above the Rim references, by the way, people. So, high interest loans versus NIL.
By the way, I had a comment on your Facebook or on the Facebook from my beautiful childhood crush, Mandy Lee.
Hi, Mandy.
That I am drinking a Zoa. Yeah, Zoa energy drink. So
she was wondering what has you so.
Hi, yeah. Mandy.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to get the, why are you saying it like that? I clearly just said she was my childhood crush.
I'll fight you right now. You only have one hand.
Did she turn you down at Skaterama?
No. Oh, you guys are actually.
She did not.
No. Yes. No, he's serious.
I don't even think she knows. Aww. She did, but I told her.
Right.
I told her years later.
I reminded
her. I was like, look at me now. Look at me now.
She's like, how do you like me now?
And this is the one of things. Of course I would have dated you. What?
Why didn't you ask?
What? I thought I did when I looked at you.
I know. I look over at Charity and I'm like, woman.
You say, wait, you didn't get the note from Steve I sent you?
I'm
going to go kick his ass.
I'm going to kill him right now.
Steve, if I find out you didn't give Mandy that note, and you came back talking about she wanted you.
She's an incredible
married
person.
Married
lady. Yeah, her husband's great. I'm kidding. Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I think he's a Kentucky fan, though. So. You have an out, man. That's all I'm saying. Like, you have an out.
It's just, I couldn't handle the Kentucky thing. Okay. NIL, you know, didn't. It has a place, Steve. NIL has a place.
Sure.
Fit has a place. And they're all huge, you know, spots they occupy in all this conversation. So when you say Imani Bates, like I said, you have your NIL, you have your stuff. But I don't care what you say, Steve, and I don't care what anybody says. We're in this rush as a sports fan base, a college sports fan base. We're in this rush to go find the dark noise. We're in this rush to go hide in the cemetery, to find the worst, creepiest place, you know, where the danger is. Mm-hmm. That's why every time we can't stop talking about the NIL, and then what if the kid you know, what if he doesn't perform well or NIL? Or what are we going to do when all these teams start buying everybody? And what are you going to do when they stop going to class? Like, we're in such a rush to get to the worst case scenario. We're still not remembering.
Yeah.
You got to like these kids locally. If they all turn into, you know, jerks, it's like, no, you're not going to get NIL money. They're still, and they still got feelings. Like, we're in this world where we think they're just going to be counting money. You know what I'm saying? And just, you know, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's like, no, it's not that. They're still going to have to go to class. And Steve, we're still going to get them on the radio. And we're going to still hear young men voices saying, oh, man, that was crazy. You know, oh, man, we got new shoes today. You know, we got new swag today. You know,
which I do still love. Even the Kamari Lands and those guys, they were tweeting out, you know, like, oh man, we got all our gear.
Yeah,
it's like, oh my god, it's crazy.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, like that the real life.
Brandon didn't. He's a pro.
That's a whole nother conversation.
By the way, great video of him and Huntley Hatfield, Nolan Smith's youngest son. Huntley Hatfield's like picking him up, letting him dunk. It was great.
We need to talk. We're gonna have to talk about Brandon Huntley Hatfield as a separate conversation.
Okay,
because I agree with what you're saying. Okay, so Steve, like,
you need to answer them back. That's very important. I don't know who that is, but please voice to text them on air.
It says she's super,
good content.
Super thick. Okay. So, Steve.
I think we just found our name for our kickball team.
Super thick.
Thick. You have to,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, thick ball.
That's terrible.
With two C's.
Oh, okay. Okay. Everything has its place in our sport, in our team, you know, NIL, recruiting, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Again, my point of going down this road is I want people to love the team.
Sure.
And sure. I think, you know, you remember their personalities.
I think people will.
Yeah, right. I don't want that screwed.
Yeah.
I don't want that screwed with, you know, at all.
I agree. I get the bigger picture of what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's what happens.
Because I get pissed at Imani.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay. Because I think I was tapping into.
Yes.
Okay.
So what happens is you get all this Imani fatigue. You get all this, we don't have this, we don't have that. And we're starting off our season on the wrong foot, right? And all this stuff's going on, right? And then some little thing happens. Some little weird thing happens. By the way, feel free to jump in here. 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. This little thing happens. And only the Louisville fan that gets into the social media pothole a little bit, that fan, and it's a lot of us all out here this weekend, we saw a little video that kind of cleaned up our it just gave us a little something.
It
gave us a little something in the back of our minds. Okay, so we were frustrated with the Imani Bates roller coaster, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little video came out that just got passed around the Cardinal Bird community.
Ooh.
Just a little video.
Ooh.
And it was short, but it was enough to say. Who we got now, Mickey? Roger, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for letting me on, man. I was telling Nick back several months ago when people were talking about getting rid of Satterfield and how recruiting was down and all that, and I can't remember if it was your all show or maybe Marking them in the afternoon or even Bob's show, but I called in and I said, as far as recruiting goes, And you know, 3 years on the job or whatever, you know, talking about getting rid of him, I said, you've got to discount the COVID year because he couldn't recruit. His style of recruiting, just you got to discount all that. And sure enough, what I predicted, look what's happening recruiting for Louisville. And so I just called in. I want to crow a little bit because what I predicted is what's happening. And so, anyway, I want to crow about that a little bit because, I'm not always right, that's for sure.
No, hey,
get your money's worth.
Yeah, good.
How do you like me now?
Fair enough. You win this round, Roger.
Now that I'm on my way.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Standing here today.
I had that queued up from Andy Lee. I didn't want it to go to waste.
Fair enough. Good job, producer.
Yeah. You're bringing up old filler. I'm like, now I'm wearing $150 Dior and.
You do smell good.
Using my wife's money, so. What do you think about that, Mandy? You could be supporting me.
but there's always that fine line, Steve.
This could have been you.
So, Steve, speaking of realization.
Yeah. Well done, Roger. He choked. I was holding you because I was like, don't look. Just let Roger eat, man.
Yeah, I get it.
We were basketball. He was like, "I'm calling in. I'm gonna get my money's worth."
I don't care that we're talking basketball right now. I'm gonna call in. He probably just woke up, dude.
And I'm like, I feel you. You should. Hey, they full round win 5 games though. We'll be back. But I don't think they're going. They're gonna have a rookie season. So
okay. So yeah. Back to my original point. I'm gonna set up this point, and the point is, go figure, Steve. Go look what he's doing. Look what he's doing.
Spit all over the thing.
Guys, be cool. The VP's right over there. Can hear you. Shut up.
Okay, we won't tell Drew that you spit your drink all over the new soundboard.
That's not true.
I hope it works.
Okay. So here's the thing.
Is it working? I can't do it like Bob. Is it
working?
A little video.
I sound like a malfunctioning robot.
A little video.
Yeah.
Dude, made you think a little bit less.
We need to time out before this one because I need to breathe.
That's what I was trying to do.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not going to let you cleanly.
When you take a sigh, how does it sound? Thought you were going to go,
Oh.
Quick commercial break, middays with Marcus Maben.
We were just not together on that.
Let's
get it right.
What the hell is going on?
Go to break.
Commercial break.
Lanning Paints is truly Louisville's hometown paint.
Shaolin shadow boxing and the Wu-Tang sword style. If what you say is true, the Shaolin and the Wu-Tang could be dangerous. Do you think your Wu-Tang sword can defeat me?
On guard. I'll let you try my Wu-Tang style.
Bring them ruckus! Bring them ruckus! Bring them ruckus! Bring them ruckus!
Ghost face, catch the blast of a hype burst. My clock burst, leaving a hearse. I did worse, I come rough. Jump like an elephant tusk. Your head rush, fly like Egyptian musk. Wu-Tang Clan sparked the Wixen. However, I mastered a trick just like Nixon. Causing terror, quick damage, your whole era. Hard rocks is like the I found stock. The yellow style, hazardous, cause I wreck this dangerous. I blow spots like Waco, Texas.
I watch my back like I'm locked down.
Whoa. Watch me act. Easy, fellas. Fellas. No, I'm not taking a beating for Nick. No, sir.
Yeah, no, that was all me. At Nicky Vespin on Twitter.
Curious who's getting out of that car?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I was too.
Who is that? Okay. Welcome back.
Oh, he's rolling out the window.
Welcome back.
It's Percy.
It's middays with Marcus Maben.
Getting out.
8150. 93.9 is the number.
That's extremely disappointing.
93.9 is
as he friendly waves at us.
He's yeah. Listening. Stop doing that. Stop doing that.
All right, man. Video circulating.
Hey, Nikki. Okay, Steve. Have you sent Nikki that video? Because Nikki, okay, here's the thing.
I'm looking. I don't think I have because it's on Instagram.
I'm pretty sure I have it. Nikki, I want you to log in right now. I want you to log in.
Yes, sir.
I want you to log in to the 93.9.
All right.
Go to the inbox, okay? And I'm going to send you something. I want you to describe what you see, okay? Don't read the title. Don't worry about anything. Are you in the 93.9 spot?
I am.
Okay. 93. I want you to describe what you see. Don't read anything. Go straight to the video. And just describe it as fast as you can. Just watch
okay,
it.
Okay, here we go. All right. They think I'm Dora. Whoa. Ooh. Okay. Nice recovery. Good
the first
shot
thing
there.
I said don't read anything. What's the first Ooh. Thing he does? It's the first thing he does.
What happened to his ear?
Where's Jason going? Have they decided?
Spin. Step back.
Is that still up?
Ooh. Here? This guy's good at shooting.
Because you read it, do you know who that is?
I'm guessing his name's Boots because he talked about Dora. What'd I say? I know who it is. I did. I saw the name of the guy.
You can still get Jason, I think.
Steve, let's have a little private meeting right now.
Okay.
You want him? I'll go get his ass.
So we can figure out Drew's show.
Mm-hmm. What would we have to pay Drew to have more influence on producers?
I think, we had influence on the last one.
I'm right here.
And we got. I was gonna say, and that's. I mean, we ask for him,
Steve.
That's what I tell my wife all the time when she complains about the baby. I'm like, you wanted a baby.
Steve, I had our producer.
You set it up perfectly.
I sent him a video, yeah. And I said I had one instruction. Yeah. I said, dude, not only did he read it, mm-hmm. he read it aloud.
Yeah, to the world.
I said, don't read anything. I said, go straight to the video. And you know what he went? And I said, describe what you see. You know what he went? Ooh, ah, ooh, ooh, bop, ooh. After he read the title. I'm going to try to get this train back on the tracks.
Let's.
By doing something like... That is the music playing on it.
Yeah, it's smooth.
Okay.
Say his name.
Hersey Miller does not look like a bum.
Oh, Marcus. He's a walk-on. Crap. 6'3 guard up at the Smiths League. Walk-on.
Nikki, does he look like a bum to you?
I mean, I don't know anything about that team he was playing, but he was knocking down those shots pretty smoothly.
That's the Smiths League that he's playing in.
So that...
To be on that elite, you have to have some games to even get into.
So that's high level.
I'm not saying tall. High. It's summer.
Mid to tall cotton-ish. How tall is the cotton? I don't know anything about this league. But if you guys are saying those are some pretty decent guys he's going up against, okay, I mean, he's making it look easy against them.
Okay, the guy, how tall you think the guy is that he was going against on that video? Just look at it.
All right, here, I'm going to pull it back up again. About 6'2", 6'3". Ooh, 6'5". He's got some length. Put that on the mixtape. Yeah.
The guy he was going against.
Yeah.
Is at least 6'5".
Yeah, he's big.
So what if I told you that guy he's going against is like 6'7", 6'8"?
Damn. Wow. Well, first off, the guy doesn't move bad for, even though he gets kind of cooked there. Wow. Okay, like that little spin move he does, did he mean to do that? Because it looked like, seriously, it looked like one of those... Like, I get called, you know, the accidental master in hockey. Like, I lose the puck, and I genuinely lose it. But because I'm trying so hard, they don't realize I've lost the puck, and it goes between people's legs, and I stick handle through
funny
like four
story
people.
Is the best move I ever made in open court was on accident.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I hated to say that, because I know.
What's the best accidental move I ever had?
Lost it, kind of caught it, went between my legs from behind, and... it just perfectly split a trap. Did not mean to. Worked great.
And everyone, you just got to play it off.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, I mean, which I think I was trying to do.
What's the best accidental thing that's ever happened that had a good result?
Yours is probably a lot more exciting. Dunking on Sean Marion.
Accidental?
You didn't realize who he was.
Right.
You wouldn't have challenged him.
I don't know, because I will say this, to your point. Mm-hmm. I didn't have much vision. Because, you know, like, as I was catching the alley with one hand, and as he was, like, fouling me,
yeah.
His arm was across my face.
Yeah, right.
So, you know.
Naturally.
Yeah, so you know how, like, when you're in the air, Steve, and you lose your vision?
Yes.
So you know how you have to, like, wait 2 or 3 seconds.
Right.
Until like,
you kind of stop.
Yeah, you just sit up in air. You wait
naturally,
until, like, okay, hey, his arm is in front of my eyes.
Do I want to catch it two-hand? Do I want to catch it one-hand?
Come on. I'm going to just sit up here until the arm moves.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, there's the rim.
Yeah.
You know, while I'm up here.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, and go hit your free throws.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff
and
like that.
One.
Oops.
Yeah. Where's the party tonight?
McDonald's.
Yeah. Was it?
That's exactly where we went.
That's funny.
And...
It was the KFC parking lot for Shepherd. Yeah.
That was the
Yeah.
Taco Bell, Sellersburg.
And I'll say this.
Thank you.
I'll say this.
No one cared, but.
Listen, and here's the thing. I don't know if Nikki's ever saw that dunk, but it's one of the more vicious dunks you've ever seen, Nikki.
Oh, it was.
Right?
It was nasty.
problem is, though.
Pulling up the video. I've heard about this thing, but I've not seen it.
Where would you find the video at?
I don't know. Just going to type in Maven dunks on Sean Marion.
No, just type in.
It's in high school.
Oh. Maybe it's still there. We'll see.
Listen. Nikki. I will say this, Steve. Nikki's people, I said this last week, Nikki's people who don't want handshakes, you know, in sports anymore.
Big fan of handshakes. Always been a fan of handshakes.
It was, but you got to realize it was during mid,
during the height of you.
When Nikki and Bob were out there, most assertive, we'll just say that.
Top of his game.
Yeah. So around that time,
just use hand sanitizer. Yeah. We were on your side. Mask up, wear hand sanitizer, believe the science, and sportsmanship doesn't need to die.
Right around the height of trust the science is when they were trying to outlaw handshaking.
Yes.
I will say this. I got to McDonald's. I saw Sean. I felt terrible. Mm-hmm. This is my dude. And I knew what that meant in our city.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're supposed to avoid each other. You go get your 50, I go get my 57.
Absolutely.
And we're going off to college.
Right.
He said, "You got me."
Yeah.
When I saw him, he dabbed me right up. He said, "You got me."
Yeah.
I was so relieved.
That's awesome.
That he wasn't.
That's a cool story. Yeah,
That's my dude. Like, it's my dude. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. And I knew that. You remember I told a story about the street pharmacists and the hood NILs?
Yeah.
They don't take too kindly to, I bring my pit bull to the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And if your pit bull on the west side dogs out my pit bull from the east side, you're embarrassing me out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Money got exchanged. A lot of money got exchanged.
No, absolutely.
So, yeah. Point being, Hersey Miller got game.
I feel that.
Yeah. Listen, Hersey Miller, yes, we can say highlights, but again, state tournament point guard winning, Hersey Miller.
Yeah. Yeah, they, it's enough to.
How long is it going to take to get Master P in here?
Somebody.
Nikki?
Reach out to him.
Oh, wait. Excuse me. Get Jason to reach out to see if we can
see if Jason can get Master P. I bet he can. Well, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where do I necessarily think Hersey's going to start? I don't know. But you see that there's some skill there.
Yeah, right.
He's that there are some pieces there, you know, that in a year where we're going to be very thin in the backcourt, it's nice to see. Like, there's some life there. Just some walk-ons can't play, you know, like. It's like, no, there's a little life there. Real quick, speaking of the backcourt, I want to bring this up before we get to the top of the hour because I don't think it'd be a big-time discussion, but it's worth talking about.
Are you going to talk about this picture again?
No. I was going to say Nolan Smith is on his way, is going to be making – well, he's not on his way, but on July 2nd, he's actually going to head to Spain to recruit DJ Wagner. Because DJ Wagner made the USA U-17 team. And Nolan Smith's going to be there in person. You feel pretty good with that, right? Like, you feel like Louisville has made has definitely made DJ Wagner a priority. And again, I refuse, and I will physically fight anyone.
Sorry, Nikki. Sorry for the things I said. I was joking around about you and Bob and the height and things. I didn't mean that. I hope I didn't hurt your feelings. I apologize.
No, dude, we're good. Come on. Really? I mean, I know my side, you know, has this idea that we can't take the jokes, but I'm totally fine with you saying whatever. It's not a big... Good morrow. I'm Nick Calvano. The Sports Center update brought to you by Holiday World. Free parking, free soft drinks, free sunscreen. Four-star offensive lineman from Indiana, Luke Burgess, committing to U of L over the weekend. Burgess's .8892 rating in 247's composite, the highest rating for a high school offensive lineman in U of L history. One reason for the recent strength of Scott Satterfield working fools is perhaps stability. Scott Satterfield, he joined Drew Diener this morning and talked about the effect of having a permanent AD in Josh Hurd.
huge, obviously, you know, when you have some influx and some unknowns. I think that's obviously scary and trying to figure out what's going on. But I think Josh Herter doing an outstanding job. And he's just, you know, he's ready to go. He's primed and ready to go for this opportunity. And he knows the lay of the land. He's been here for many years. And, you know, hopefully he'll come in and just continue to do a great job.
That full interview can be found on the GE Appliances Podcast Center, ESPNLouisville.com, SoundCloud, and on iTunes. Some scores from the weekend on the pitch. Lou City beating Hartford 2-0. And the Diamond, the Reds, they topped the Giants 10-3. The Bats, they beat the Iowa Cubbies 10-5. More Middays with Marcus Maven coming to you next. I'm Nick Valvano. This is SportsCenter.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.